Yes, yes, yes. It is help meet time. Come on in, help meets. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on. I know sometimes when you read the title, you think, should I maybe skip this tip? I know. Sometimes I wonder, like, maybe I shouldn't put the title on because the title is like, I don't want to talk about that, Yvette, help me, friend. I don't want to talk about that. But there are some things we need to talk about, which is why we have to make sure we're sipping, because at times God gives us something where we might need a whole lot of sips. So we got to make sure that's, I think that's why God gives me my sparkling juice, because, you know, I did my sparkling juice because he knows if I got to sip it, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. At least I'm going to enjoy the sip part. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Let other help meets know it's time for us to talk. It's time for us to have our sip time. It's time for us to get our act together. It's time for us to be more suitable. I'm not going to say become suitable because we're already suitable. We're going to need a lot of sipping today because this is a hard one. So let's be prepared. So pour a little more in your glasses. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet, and we're going to be suitable tonight. We're going to be suitable tonight. I'm so glad so many of you are sipping with me, as today our tip is coming out of the workbook. So if you don't have the book in the workbook, I don't know what you're waiting for. Gerald and Yvette Benton on Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com is our website. So today, our tip is coming out of our workbook. Now, if you have the workbook, you know that some of the questions, some of the things we're working on can be a little challenging, but it's all worth it. How did you feel before and after you apologized? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you feel before and after you apologize? Now, remember, we are helpmeets that are suitable, which means we must be planning to apologize if we had to feel something before it and after it. So helpmeets, apologies are huge when you're suitable. Apologies are huge. Now, let me just say, a lot of times you will apologize for things that you're like, I didn't do. And God will give you that silent, go apologize, go apologize. And then we're like, but I didn't. But God, I, and you hear Holy Spirit, go apologize. Oh my goodness. Sometimes God just wants us to keep the peace. Most of the time, God is looking for us to keep the peace. That's how we remain suitable. So when God says apologize, we have to realize, how did we feel before? Now in the workbook, it'll tell you, prepare your apology. But we didn't do anything yet. Prepare my sip. Preparing your apology, writing some things down, preparing yourself helps you deal with your own flesh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deal with your own flesh. Because your flesh is going to say, there's no reason for me to apologize. But God doesn't feel that way. He needs someone to make that first move. What about you? So in the workbook, there's actually a whole page. Let's start practicing. What will our apology sound like? Because you know what? Apologizing is an art. Sip. Let me sip. Apologizing is an art. I had to realize that God was like, when you apologize, you don't say, well, you made me feel such and such, so I apologize. Or I apologize, but you... Holy Spirit said, just say, I'm sorry, or just apologize and move forward. We've talked about this before, help me, but apparently God wanted us to go back. Apparently when we write it in our journal as a tip, we have to remember to reflect. Apparently we're not reflecting because we're supposed to apologize and then we just forgive, we move on, we let it go. Come on, we got it. So my suggestion in the book, we write down some things. I am sorry, I apologize. I had to practice letting those things come out of my mouth and not, yes, no backhanded apologies. Like, well, whenever you make me feel like, so I'm sorry I did this because, you know, when I feel like this, I often, no. We get that slick witchcraft apology. God was like, how do you feel before? Now, the workbook is telling us we got to look at after we apologize. Process your feelings. Process how you're doing in your heart. Because after you apologize, especially if you do it correctly and you're not used to it, you might get a little hardness in your heart. Are we going to sip? We might get a little hardness in our heart, like, I said it. Now what? I said it and you didn't change. I said it and you didn't say you're sorry back. Oh, look, wait, double hand. Sometimes we say I'm sorry and then look a little cross-eyed expecting the I'm sorry back. Now that would be nice, but sometimes it doesn't happen. It would be really great when we say, I'm sorry, I apologize. We lean in, waiting for the other apology to come on out. Like, I apologize too. Or, oh, you don't have to apologize. Or when they just walk away and say, I agree. You what? Or my favorite, you really should be. Help. Help, help. The first couple of times it was like, what? Y'all already know my testimony. So you coming in here drunk. You coming in here after God already asked me to apologize and you were like, well, I'm glad you apologized. Lean in, help me. Take a deep breath and go to the workbook. Now I have to put your feelings. Now you have to say, God help me, because I don't want to apologize and then pick up a frustrating spirit. Apologize and pick up a bitter spirit. Apologize and pick up a spirit that's going to make me angry. Because now I got to worry about, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So don't apologize, push the devil out, and then pick up a spirit of anger and bring him back in. Come on, help me. We can do this. This is the strategy. You practice. You write down the apology. You get yourself prepared. You get yourself prepared. And then you know what to say. Because let me tell you, if you're not used to it, there's an art to apologizing. So you push the devil out and you don't let the enemy back in. You push him out. And you smile and you know you've done what God asked you to do. You know you've done what God asked you to do. So then you can go back to the workbook at the bottom of the page, because after you've messed up at the top of the page, like me, you go to the bottom of the page. I did it. I'm reflecting in my journal. I did it. I got it. I kept my face right. I didn't get angry. I practiced saying, I apologize. And that's it. I apologize. And maybe you need a cup. Oh, yes. And he just might want a kiss. Or a hug. Or... And that's when you'll really know. Did you get it right for real, for real? Because sometimes you're like, look, I need my... And then that's a whole nother tip. Your body's not your own. Help me. I promise I'm not going into that tonight. That is another tip. But we'll put that in our minds. Because at some point, with some of the comments, we're going to have to talk about that too, help me. Because your body's not your own. But that's not tonight's tip. That's not tonight's tip. So, help for the help me workbook. You practice your apology. You write down how you are feeling before you apologize. Think about the last time you had to apologize. Holy Spirit asked you to apologize, and your mindset was sort of like, no. Because if you're honest, most of us have had an experience, and prayerfully it wasn't recent. An experience where you know Holy Spirit said go apologize and you walked away. Am I the only one? Am I by myself? I laughed. A couple of times when Holy Spirit prompted me, I was like, no. Then I had to apologize, ask for forgiveness, go back, get it right. And now I'm gonna process my feelings so I get it out, so I let it go, so I can be free. So I can be free. That's why I love help me tips and sip time, because we can be honest. Now, being honest doesn't mean we agree to keep doing it. We agree we need prayer. We agree we've got to get it right. We agree the tools. And then we can start feeling good. I started feeling good, not because I felt like Gerald deserved my apology. That's not what's on the table. What's on the table is I got it right with God. What's on the table is I stop being frustrated. What's on the table, I could say I did not let the sun go down on my wrath. Woo! I could give Holy Spirit a high five. Like, oh no, devil, you're not going to catch me this time. You're not going to get me frustrated this time. You're not going to harden my heart this time. I get it. I get it. So we're going to do it. We're in agreement. Help us, Lord. We got to apologize. We're going to process our feelings. We're going to write in the workbook. Woo! And reflect. 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 We can do it, because it's going to happen. Trust me, if you messed up, you will get another chance. If you messed up, you always will get another chance. So let's do that. Let's do that. If you mess up, you get another chance. Prepare yourself. All right? So, the declaration is, I'm okay with apologizing. I know it's a long one, but I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I'm okay with apologizing. One of the longest declarations we've had, but probably one of the most important. I'm okay with apologizing. I want to see it. I want to hear you say it. I'm okay with apologizing. You can. You can be okay. I'm okay with apologizing. We can do this. I'm so proud of you. So I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a help meet suitable. That's why you came in, because you're a help meet suitable too. I appreciate you joining me for our help meet sips and tips. We'll be back for another tip, because we are help meet suitable. Yes, go to GeraldAndYvette.com or Gerald and Yvette Ministries on YouTube to get more resources, information. Get your book, Help for the Help Meet, if you don't have it, or your journal, lots of other information, because we're going to do this. We're going to make it work. And we have mentoring information. If you want information on how to slay the devil, what do? We come to slay, not play. So if you want information about mentoring and learning more about spiritual warfare concerning your relationships, go to our website. Thanks for joining me for Sips and Tips. I'm Yvette Benton. I'm a help meet suitable. And you're a help meet suitable too.